Some people at home are taking a break from their labors this Labor Day. There are also people wishing they could. They're searching for jobs. And there are retired Americans looking back on a life of labor. But our next guest says, well, maybe you should still be working. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. And Jill, you say work past retirement age, for which people call you a buzzkiller. Make your case.
Well, first of all, I admit that I am a buzzkill for so many reasons. But, you know, and when I was a financial advisor for almost 15 years, I would consistently look at people's retirement plans and I would see the benefit financially of working longer. And it just seemed so silly. Like, people are healthy and happy when they're in their 60s. It's not your grandmother's 65. Why everyone was so compelled to leave their jobs, it just drove me nuts. Well, recently, more and more, we see people who are over the age of 65, they're working. And they're working mostly because the financial crisis really was tough on them.
The recession,
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right? So we know that, you know, about 18.8% of older Americans are either working full or part-time. But, you know, we've seen surveys that people are saying, one of the reasons I work, it's not just to make money. About a third of people say they are working because they enjoy their jobs and they want to stay involved. And we've seen some reports that also say that about half the people who retire say, I'm actually not really satisfied in my retirement years.
This is a study from the Employee Benefit Research Institute. They say more than half of the respondents said retirement was just, you know, sort of satisfying. And so let's take this apart. You talk about, as a financial planner, you want people to work longer so they have more for retirement. We've gone over the dismal retirement funds that most Americans have. They don't have money saved. But what about people who work in very physical jobs, construction, trucking? They cannot, you know, they are pushing themselves to the limit to hold on to their jobs to retirement age.
I absolutely understand that. You know, I had a dad who is a trader on the floor of the American Stock Exchange. And so he would say, you know, I stand on my feet all day. Or as you say, a physical laborer, you can't do it. But what we have seen is that a lot of those people may choose to do different things in retirement. And that could be anything from the tried and true, hey, I'm working as a greeter in a retail store, or I'm volunteering in some way. And there is some fascinating research from Oregon State University that says working past age 65 actually leads to longer lives.
That study from Oregon, you write, it's not just that working longer leads to longer life. They have to underscore that by saying retiring early may be a risk factor for dying.
I know. And it doesn't matter whether you're actually healthy or unhealthy coming into retirement. It, for both groups, it turns out that that's the case. Now, look, I have talked about this a lot, and I've gotten some people who say to me, like, I hated my job. Don't tell me I have to be chained to my desk. That can't be healthy for me. Okay. I'm just saying, figure out a way to stay involved. And that can be membership in a social group. It can be your book club. It can be a religious organization. You know, I think that as we live longer and not just have to grapple with the financial concerns, we have to live longer and really stay engaged intellectually, emotionally, and that does lead to better health outcomes. So all in all, I'm going to stand by working longer. I don't care if I'm a buzzkill.
So everybody, back to work. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you.
And again, now that we've killed your retirement buzz, happy Labor Day.